The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, and you can read that blog right here at plantersplace.com. There's tons and tons of pieces on everything from, tomatoes to lettuce to types of soil that are really good for growing vegetables to growing vegetables in containers, all the stuff. And occasionally a fruit or two sneaks in, but that's okay. I am here today to talk about a vegetable, an award-winning vegetable. It is called Green Lightning Squash. It is one of a handful of vegetables that recently won an All-America Selections Award for 2025. In fact, it's the second squash to receive the national award for an edible variety this year. Basically, two squashes won, and also a tomato and I think a kohlrabi, but we're talking about the squash. Unlike that other squash, though, which was a winter squash called Thriller, this squash, Green Lightning, is a summer squash. So when I was a kid, there were only two types of squash that my parents cared about. The first was zucchini. Picture in your head that long green squash. And then the other one was a yellow squash. But my mom called it summer squash. And I would say to her, you know, any thin skin squash of any shape and any size and any color is a summer squash, Mom. It's not just this one. There are other types of summer squash. But, you know, let Mom have her naming systems. Whatever you call them, they're all delicious, right? So yes, this Green Lightning is a summer squash. It's also a green squash, but it's also a type of squash defined by its shape. And this shape is a patty pan shape. What is a patty pan? I don't know if there's a thing out there other than a squash that is called patty pan. But the general shape is if you hold it up, the stalk is on top. It kind of looks like an acorn, like not an acorn squash, but like an acorn from a oak tree. The top of it is a little bit wider. It looks like a little hat. Looks like someone put a beanie on top of a squash. You can also look at it and like kind of sort of picture in your head, you know, those cheesy UFOs that were in 1950s sci-fi movies. They were, you know, kind of had the rotating lid on it and their underbelly was a little bit smaller. Anyway, that's what I think of when I see a patty pan squash. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just a really imaginative person. But yes, Green Lightning. It's a patty pan summer squash, and it was judged as like one of the best by folks who run trial gardens throughout the U.S. and Canada. And they run these gardens to compare a new variety against a previously available variety. So Green Lightning was put up against other patty pan varieties out there in these trial gardens all throughout the countries. And it was deemed a winner. Like, yes, Green Lightning is better than this other patty pan variety. So when something has an All-America Selections Award, you know it is outperforming all the other patty pans or whatever category it's in. So this is a good, very good squash. So why did it win? What was going on with Green Lightning that made these judges really think it was fascinating and awesome? Well, this one, this Green Lightning, matured and produced fruit much more quickly than their comparison patty pans. So expect to have fruit on the plant within 50 days of sowing seeds. That's pretty fast. And if you are using transplants, like buying the little plants at your garden center, expect to have fruit ready to go in 40 days. That's like not even a month and a half. That's pretty fast. And your fruits are, okay, they're not huge. They're about 1 to 2 pounds each. The judges were also very impressed with its appearance and its flavor. Both of them, in fact, were like awesome to them compared to the comparison varieties. It has, like I said, a very light and medium green skin to it. It has nice striations. It's attractive and glossy. You could, in fact, one judge said it is pretty enough to use as a decoration. That's great. Not that you want to leave it out on your porch in the fall, because you don't. You want to use it pretty much as soon as you pick it, or, you know, within a few days. A bowl of them, perhaps, on your kitchen counter will be very nice. And when it cooks, Green Lightning, they said, had a robust flavor that stood up to other seasonings. So sometimes you pile salt and pepper onto some squash just to give it some flavor. This had flavor regardless of that. Also, the judges noted, it has a small seed cavity. So a small seed cavity means there's more meat in it for you. How do you grow squash, this Green Lightning squash? Well, you grow it like pretty much any other squash out there. It spreads, as most squashes do. This one spreads up to about 3 feet. So plant it in the ground, not in containers. If you are sowing seeds or planting transplants, you'll want to space them about 24 to 36 inches apart in a sunny area. And also in an area that you can water easily and on a regular basis. And even though it is a spreading vine, the plants do grow a little bit taller than most of the squashes I've ever grown. This grows to be about 2 foot tall. One judge did note that because it was a quick-to-produce variety, Green Lightning could possibly be planted a week or two later than you would normally plant your summer squashes. Why? Well, this judge said this could help the plant avoid insects that usually decimate squashes. For me, that would be squash vine borer. Yeah, the thing is my nemesis. Anyway, I think if you planted this a little bit later, the insects come out when they come out, usually same time every year. If you plant this a little bit later, then it misses that insect coming out and decimating your squash plants. I love that idea, and I'm going to give that a try when I get a hold of a Green Lightning squash. When it comes to harvesting, you have some options. You can harvest at any stage of growth, which I like. I like that idea. Perhaps you like the tenderness of a young squash, still has blossom attached. Great, that's awesome. Easy to slice. Probably don't have to cook it very long. That's great. A full-sized Green Lightning squash is a little bit bigger than that. It just grows to be about 5 inches, I think, wide. I think they're equally wide as long. So that's as big as it's going to get. One way to judge if it is ready to harvest is to hold it in the palm of your hand. If it's smaller than your palm, then you'll be able to enjoy that Green Lightning at its most tender stage. It might get a little bit bigger, and if it does, or if you keep it on the vine a very long time, it'll eventually get just a little too tough. So be sure to harvest. And from what I understand, there's a lot of, it produces a lot, like any summer squash. Keep your eye on, look, keep your eye on the plant. Look under leaves, see what's growing, and make sure they don't stay on there too long by you not seeing them. Well, that's it for Green Lightning and for me for today. And until the next time I talk to you, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.